102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. I just want to eat it.
It's 7:48 on Namibia's Island Song. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, this morning we are speaking about a subject matter that's been a long time coming. It's not just because now, you know, Osi Elma Dienda has proposed this mandatory two-year relationship before marrying a foreigner. It's something that we speak about in the hood. It's something that's happening all around the country, where we just know, I know she's Muskumastak, you know, on a payroll of a foreigner, and she gets paid something per month. We know these things.
Yeah,
we know these things. Because the foreign guy gave her a lump sum, and that was the agreement.
Just so, and that, this is for citizenship now.
To marry Moss, and if you marry Namibia, just any will happen. Sinje.
That is sick.
Dude. Sit around these cooker shops, then you will hear the stories. Popular Democratic Movement, just for context, the lawmaker, Elma Dienda, her proposal for a mandatory two-year relationship before marrying a foreigner to avoid marriage of convenience. We're asking, is it xenophobic or is it fair? And just for context, perhaps the actual bill that we're talking about, her contribution was to the marriage bill, okay? An amendment bill to replace the current Marriage Act of 25 of 1961, for that matter.
Sure.
Which was tabled by the Minister of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security, Albert Kawana. As a matter of fact, she explained that there have been cases of individuals scamming Namibians for marriage certificates to obtain citizenship. Now, according to stats here, the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration and Safety and Security in 2020 announced the investigation of 70 cases of alleged sham marriages between Namibians and foreign nationals. Of this number, 10 were already concluded at the time and arrests were made. So there is also proof, as you can see, that this thing is happening. And it's a problem, seemingly. Yeah. Do you understand? Is it xenophobic of Elma to propose this, or is it fair? And as a matter of fact, just for information's sake, citizens of Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Pakistan, and the report even says especially Egypt, made a majority of the perpetrators, targeting mostly women between ages of 25 and 40 to obtain permanent residence in Namibia.
Oh my gosh.
We've got a premarital counselor with us, just to maybe make us understand whether it's xenophobic or whether it's fair, if it's even happening. Osi Senthi Rodia with us. Good morning, Osi Senthi. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Well, hectic. I think that's the right word to describe, because the weekend was hectic with news and now we're sitting with this issue. Senthi, maybe the first question that I can ask you, right? We've seen the stats, 70 cases reported in 2020. We don't know where it is right now, but in your line of work, is it happening?
I mean, first of all, nobody's going to come to premarital counseling if they've got the wrong intentions.
Do you see what I'm also true.
From the news, from the statistics we just heard, it's actually definitely happening. Even when you guys were speaking, you know, if you sit around and you listen to the stories out there, it's happening. People marry for convenience. But what I do know is that there has actually already been a system put in place. There's an interview conducted already when you're in the process of marrying a foreigner. And then you have to get permission from immigration. And then you go ahead, if you're going to get married at court, then you go present that at court for you to then process your marriage certificate. So it's not just a simple process, you know. It's not just, let's go and get married. They actually do interviews. And I remember back in 2019, I also personally went through that interview. And what they did is that they actually checked when I went out of the country and in the country to check whether I actually visited the parents of the man intending to marry me. Although people can still pretend, however, there are measures in place.
This is news. I had no idea.
I had no idea either. You know, and I'm trying to really digest what you're saying right now, Senthi, because I'm not thinking about the cases that I have heard of people that are very close to me or that were very close to me at one point, right? And I remember a situation where a young lady got married to this guy. He was from Zimbabwe, right? Mm. And they got married, and then it turns out a little bit later on that he had a whole life and a whole family and a wife and children back home, you know? So, like, how can we avoid some of these things, actually? Or, I don't know, maybe falling victim, if you will?
At the end of the day, it's about due diligence, you know? I remember the process. I don't know if that was a new thing, but I remember the process was the man has to present a non-marriage certificate to show that he isn't married, even if he has a child. Because in countries like Zimbabwe, perhaps also maybe Nigeria, you know, in the African culture, if you have a child with somebody,
you gotta marry them.
Pardon me. So you have to show that you've got a non-marriage certificate. And perhaps also men on our partner, let's do due diligence. Just because somebody proposes marriage or I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you doesn't mean that everything is clear on their side. Do due diligence. Call your family. Do research. Talk to people. Do something. Don't just follow your feelings. Make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. Get somebody that you both can be accountable to, because a lot of this is happening.
Now, coming back to the process itself, I mean, you mentioned now this interview process that you had to undergo. We're not so 100% sure whether it's still the case, whether it has, you know, whether they've added more measures, but that's what you experienced in 2019.
Now, that's what I've experienced.
So now my question to you is this, that process, that 2019 process that you and your now husband had to, you know, follow through with. Is it enough looking at this thing in this context right now to try and mitigate this marriage of conveniences? Is it enough? Is it enough of a deterrent? Is it enough of a the surf through a mechanic to say this is fake nonsense? You guys are you want to scam and this is a marriage of convenience? Is it strong enough, or is the 2-year mandatory proposal, does it actually make sense?
Is it fair enough?
I guess it can, maybe not, maybe it can, but I guess it is a stepping stone. We are starting somewhere. Because again, you know, people can come and pretend. But then again, the responsibility lies on us as individuals, you know? There's so many cases where, you know, you just hear a woman, oh, I'm engaged. To who? To when? How? Do you even know something about this person?
Yeah.
So I guess we also need to create then awareness and say, hey, guys, let's just not get into, you know, everybody is so, I don't know what it is about it these days. Oh, I want to get married, that we're willing to just get married to anyone, you know? So I guess it also starts, yes, it may not be enough, or it may be to an extent, but it's definitely a stepping stone. But then we also need to create awareness, you know, you know, guys, these are things that we need to take seriously, because a lot of broken homes are created because of this. A lot of people are suffering in silence because of this. But now when I speak, then people are like, But at the end of the day, we need to create awareness also with women and say, listen, it's okay to not be married right now. It's okay to wait for your time. It's okay. You don't need to rush into something. But even for convenience, you'll see a lump sum of money now, and then what? Now you're married, and now what? Your life is stagnant.
But hold on, Cynthia. Hold on. You're talking about suffering and lump sum. It's money, Moz. And you know, some of these guys, they even pay per month.
They pay on a monthly basis,
so
actually.
So it's a win-win situation, Moz. Of who?
I'm there struggling wherever it is that I live, and then this guy is willing to give me... How much do you think they get paid?
Yeah, how much? What is the going rate?
How much is this?
Come at the going rate. But you know what? There's something that Cynthia mentioned right now that really stood out for me, partner. She said, it's okay for you to not be married right now, one. It's okay for you to work on yourself while you're waiting, right? And Cynthia, you have an event that's coming up soon, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that? Perhaps, you know, single and waiting and trying to be whole, because I'm definitely in the process as well. Perhaps there's a lot that we can actually learn from it. So can you give us a little bit of a breakdown about the event that you are hosting?
Absolutely. I have an event coming up on the 3rd of August, and the guest speaker will be, of course, the very lovely Miss Stacey Pinto. So anyone who's attending is very blessed, because that woman is incredible. Single, waiting, and whole women. So some people who were in relationships were asking me, Cynthia, can I attend? And I gave them a resounding yes. Why? before you get into a relationship, it's always good to have a proper relationship with yourself while you're still single. If you are still in a space of being lonely, when you are in a relationship, you're going to be in an unhealthy relationship. So this event is going to help women identify areas of weaknesses. Number one, what is stopping me from getting into a healthy relationship? And number two, why am I so unhappy when I'm by myself and having, why can't I have a healthy relationship with myself? Then we look at all of these things and look at what then can we do to get into healthy relationships and form healthy relationships. There's so many cases where people just stay in relationship or get into relationships for the sake of it, just so that I can have that status to my name, and it is so unhealthy. So we have the event coming up on the 3rd of August.
Okay.
It's going to be at 1 o'clock. It's going to be at Zamar Boutique Spa. We still have a couple of seats available. People need to grab them now, because I don't want to later hear in my DMs, oh, we didn't know about the event. You know now, so come now.
Don't play with me now.
You said where is this?
She's, I think
it's going to be Zamar Boutique Spa. So that is it's the spa in Sederhof.
Oh, it's in Sederhof. But I'm pretty sure that if you enter it on Google Maps,
yeah, because I was going to be like, yeah, you're going to have to maps it. You're going to have to map this one. But
you know, because you know that he's asking, because how we do directions, you know, from Erongo region.
Yeah.
You see that red car by that corner, then
the
you turn
one.
Inside.
Yeah. There's a tree that is bent.
Yeah, so literally just drive past that tree and then you find that other shop and then you find the spot.
And don't forget, that you will also find the topi that sits on the corner with the glasses, the white topi.
Yeah. You can ask him. He knows where the spa is. Yeah.
It's opposite the military, that military place in Sederhof.
Oh, the base.
There we go.
There we go. All right. So that event is coming up on the 3rd. And be sure to follow Cynthia Rhodia. That is Cynthia_Rhodia on social media. And just be updated with what's happening in terms of the event. But ladies, please stop selling the citizenship, please. And if you also did, man, tell us, man, how much do you get paid a month, bro? Maybe I can
really want to know what's the going rate. Really, I want to know. But Cynthia, thank you so much, Osi.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, cheers. Stick around. 8 o'clock, Opsec Corp. We've got the news lined up.